Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brett Yee from La Habra, California.
Hey, La Habra is there in Orange County, right?
Yes, it is.
So is it just like what we see in the OC?
Oh, absolutely not.
Really? Not? You don't live the lifestyle of hedonism and fun?
Oh, no, absolutely. We always make jokes about that, that the OC is really nothing like that at all.
So what's it really like?
Kind of boring.
Well, Brett, welcome to our show. We'll see if we can get some excitement for you here. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner.
All right.
Ready to go?
Sure am.
Here's your first limerick.
At the end of that long 9-month haul, pregnant women might wish they could crawl. To stay upright instead, the spine flattens, hips spread. That's why big-bellied women don't...
fall.
Fall, right. Exactly right. Yes. One of the great mysteries of science, of course, is and has always been, why don't pregnant women fall over? You've wondered it. I know I have. Quote, that's a big load that's pulling you forward, said Lisa Shapiro, an anthropology professor at the University of Texas. She studied why women don't topple over like bowling pins as soon as they hit the third trimester. The answer? Subtle but important changes in their skeletal structure, evolutionary changes over time. Now it allows women to successfully carry a huge front load. If men, with their anatomy, had to carry children, they'd topple over like defective weebles, which led to a call to find a way to make men pregnant just for the laughs.
Are they going to figure out why pregnant women are mean as snakes? Are they going to figure that out?
That's the next thing.
Okay.
They'll rip your head off.
You know, there's a lot of guys walking around packing the equivalent of...
Well, we were wondering about that, because men, perhaps out of a sense of inadequacy compared to women, men occasionally create for themselves the equivalent of the baby belly. It turns out that the men like that end up getting terrible back pain, because their backs, unlike women, have not evolved to carry that weight. You see?
Yeah, and pregnant women never get back pain.
So. No. They're totally fine.
That's one of the things they never complain about.
No, it's all in their mind, and I suggest telling the next pregnant woman you see that and see
right.
what happens.
That they don't have that.
Yes.
Good advice.
Exactly. All right. Here is your next limerick, sir.
The DNA swab helps us tell with whom you might mate very well. Since olfaction catches, immune system matches, will fix you up with the right...
Bell?
What'd you say?
Bell?
Bell, not bell. Although everybody could use the right bell. Sometimes people walk around with incorrect bells. And it's there's some clues in there. Olfaction is a big clue in there.
Oh.
Smell.
So?
No.
What'd you say?
You say olfactory smell?
Smell, yes. The answer is smell, yes. Scientificmatch.com, new website, says love is all in the nose. It promises to use DNA to find you a date with, quote, a natural odor you'll love, with whom you'll have healthier children and a more satisfying sex life, unquote. Because according to the site, we love how other people smell when their immune systems are different from ours. They smell sexier, unquote. So you just swab the inside of your cheek, you send the DNA sample to the scientificmatch.com labs, and for a mere $1,195, they will match you with your prince or princess charming. That explains so many poor decisions we've all made in our lives.
Yep. Blame it on the olfactory.
Yep. Here is your last limerick.
On the romance site, I hit a low spot. So that cyber love guy was just so hot. So I clicked on his link, and yes, just as you think, I lost my whole self to a...
robot.
Robot, yes, very good, sir. Lonely hearts beware that Hutty, who's flirting with you online, may actually be a computer program. A new program called... Oh, I'm so sorry, Amy.
No. Oh, God.
The new program, it's called Cyber Lover. It is so good at mimicking real human love chat that it can lure love-sick victims to give up personal information and visit personal websites that infect their computers. Cyber Lover is so successful, it can establish up to 10 relationships in 30 minutes, which breaks the record set recently by Lindsay Lohan. While it's operating in Russian chat rooms now, it could spread quickly, so security software firm PC Tools warns computer users to be vigilant, especially when your new chat room friend tells you how hot your social security number is.
No, wait, what is it? Love chat? Is that
cyber chat?
No, there was another phrase you used that was love something.
Love chat?
Yeah.
When you're love chat?
Didn't you say that?
Mimicking real human love chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are people doing with their time? This is the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
Meeting robots online, Paula. Somebody wrong with that.
Somebody who gets their personal information stolen because of a conversation like that
with a robot
deserves every bit of the crime. What a colossal waste of time.
I was taken in by a robot, a love bot.
I met them for lunch. It was just a flash disk.
Stupid. I can't believe people would do that. That's just so stupid. Terrible.
Carl, how did Brett do in our quiz?
He had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Brett wins our prize.
Brett was a genius.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Brett, thanks for playing. Bye-bye.